Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Sherry KB, and I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from Northern California. Today is Friday, March 27th, 2020, and this is our 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we're at Chapter 7, page 100, in Working with Others, starting with the first paragraph, beginning with Both You and the New Man. We'll be reading this one paragraph only, and it ends with, no matter what your present circumstances. We'll be commenting on this one paragraph only. Today's readers are Karen W. for the 12 Steps, Pam M. for the 12 Traditions, and the readers of our text are Dion R., Jordan L., and Eileen M. Our newcomer greeter today is Leah S., and Don B. will be doing our announcements, and Lynn S. is recording us today. Thank you all for your service this morning. So the share ID for yesterday, Thursday, March 26, 2020, our 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 14,323. That's 14323. And the share ID for this morning's Friday, March 27, 2020, our 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 14,326. That's 14326. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who through shared experience, strength, and hope are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Karen W. to read our 12 steps. Good morning, Karen.
Hi, good morning. This is Karen W. from Milan, New York, recovered and very grateful. So the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you and have a great day, everybody.
Thanks, Karen. Thanks for your service. And now Pam M. will read our 12 traditions of OA. Pam, good morning.
Good morning. Blessed morning to you and everyone. This is Pam M. in upstate New York. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Have a good day, everyone, and a wonderful meeting. I pass.
Thanks, Pam M., for your service this morning. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted, and that does include your personal mute button on your phone, so please don't use your personal mute button, but use star 1 to mute and unmute. That way we have a nice quiet meeting, and we appreciate your cooperation with that. Today we resume our study on the Big Book on page 100, and it's the first paragraph, and it says, both you and the man, new man, must walk. And it ends in, no matter what your present circumstances are. And so would Dion R. please start reading. Dion?
Yes. Hi. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
This is Dion R., recovered compulsive overeater. I'm very grateful today. Both of you and the new man must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. If you persist, remarkable things will happen. When we look back, we realize that the thing which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than anything we could have imagined. Anything we could have planned. Follow the dictates of a higher power, and you will presently live in a new and wonderful world, no matter what your present circumstances. And, yes, I can attest to that. Walking hand in hand, it first of all reminded me my higher power, when he put my hand in someone's hand and they walk with me on the spiritual progress, not side by side, not physically, not face to face. Matter of fact, it was over the phone. Once I was here in Ohio and they were in Florida. But remarkable things did happen. First remarkable thing after God put me in her hand, the second one was when we did the third step prayer over the phone. And I do the same thing. I just pass on what was freely given to me. She said she was getting on her knees in the state she was at, and I did hear, and it's just like amazing, something electric happened. And first, that was my first one, remarkable thing that I remember after having my hand placed in the other person. And the second thing. Sounds like someone's unmuted, though. But the second thing is when it says, when we look back, and this is what I'm doing, I realize, oh, my God, that it was my higher power used, my sponsor, OA, different people in the program to show me, to clear my path, to have a closer relationship with him. And I appreciate that. And something else that came to me when I was reading this. Follow the dictates of a higher power. you will presently live in a new and wonderful world. Oh, my goodness, it's true. No matter what this world, the physical look like, it's joy on the inside. I hope that's the best way I can explain it to people. It's just like it's joy, like everything's going to be okay regardless. Why stress over it? All the physical things do come up, like the worry, stress, yada, yada, fear, restlessness. All, but I got a remedy for it. HP gave me a remedy. He told me to work them stats, 10, 11, and 12. You know, get out of your head, Dion. Keep constantly checking in with me by on your knees. I pray and ask for guidance all throughout the day if I need it. Meditation, I do that. And then I work with someone else. Be available to carry the message, because if it wasn't for HP and you, first of all, using the people of OA and many other people as such, even outside of the program, I wouldn't be here today. So my job is to just carry the message and continue to experience these wonderful things by passing it on to the new man. And I love it. I love passing it on. It, just like it was, you know, not trying to smuggish board it, you know, or whatever, trying to make, I pass it on exactly as it was passed on to me. And with that, I'll pass. And Sherry, thank you for allowing me to share. And,
thank you, Dion.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Thank you for getting us started this morning. Okay, so we are in Chapter 7, Working with Others. We're on page 100, both you and the new man, and that's that first paragraph ending with, no matter what your present circumstances, who would like to share on this beautiful
Does
paragraph?
Does communicate?
I'd like to.
Liz?
Okay, so I had a car. Person
R.
Hold on, please. Okay, out of that I heard a Liz.
Julie B.
Okay. I love
Ross
that you all want to do this. Okay.
Pam
I read Abby.
Okay. Hold on. I'm getting some names here, and I'm just going to go with what I have. I've got, okay, so I have a Liz, I have Julie E.B., I have Pam M., I have Eileen M. I heard that. Okay, I'm sorry.
Irene,
I'll get you on the next round.
Roz
Irene G. B. You'll be on the next round, and Roz G. will be. Okay, I've got to stop, you guys. You guys are awesome. I love your enthusiasm. Thank you so much. So we've got Liz somebody, Julie E.B., Pam M., Eileen M., Des M., and I've got two people on the next round already. So, Liz, what's the first initial of your last name, please?
It's S as in Sam.
Great, Liz. Can you go ahead, please, and you'll be followed by Julie E.B.? Thank you.
I'm sorry, where did we read this morning?
I'm sorry. We're on page 100, the first paragraph, both you and the new man. So, Liz, please go ahead. Time is up.
Hi, it's Liz S., recovered in New Hampshire. I think the thing I love about this paragraph is it's just one promise after another. I don't necessarily think my life is being, you know, living in a new and wonderful world. I think sometimes that makes me feel like, whoa, you know, I'm not, you know, it's not necessarily so wonderful, but boy, is it better. And when I look back, even 6 months ago, it's better. For instance, right now, in the midst of everything that's happening, I'm at peace. I'm completely at peace. I'm not living in worry and panic and fear. I'm completely at peace. And that's a wonderful thing. And the other thing that I really, really believe is that as long as I follow that path of spiritual progress, the steps, every day I get better and better and better. And I follow my higher power's direction, which is in that, you know, page 86 of the big book, you know, how should I live this day? Please help me to know what I should do today. Now, I put my life in God's hands. You know, I get out of the way, and slowly but surely, I'm becoming what God had intended me to be. And I remember a couple of years ago, someone sharing that she realized, you know, after about a year or so, that she was this different person, And that's what I'm finding. I'm this different person. And I suppose that's the wonderful life. It's not that I suddenly am making a lot of money or this. No, it's not material. It's that I'm this different person. And I'm more concerned a lot with others than myself. And I'm writing again. I'm a writer, and I'm finally doing that again. And I'm outside of me instead of inside. And I think that's what's so wonderful. And I didn't do it. And that's the miracle. And that's the spiritual progress. And for me, it has been a slow and steady process. But as long as I keep doing the work, it happens. And it is, to me, it's a promise. And that's why I wanted to share. I believe it truly is a promise. So keep at it, because it does happen. And it is a joy. It's a joy to be at peace right now and not panicking. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Liz S. Julie E.B., you're up, followed by Pam M. Good morning, Julie E.B.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs today. And, you know, I really love this passage, and I've lost a little track of the days of the week. Hopefully I didn't share yesterday, but I just love the word progress. You know, when I looked it up, when I was going through the big book and I looked up the definition, and it meant onward movement towards a goal. And it was placed over and against spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. When I put down the food and became increasingly willing to let go of foods, ingredients, behaviors, as I was getting started, and just read the book
Julie,
word
I'm sorry
for word
to
with
interrupt
my...
you, but there's some noise in the background. Could people please star one to mute so we can hear Julie? I'd appreciate that. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah. So that I would, anyway, walk. So they walk side by side with me in progress, and I all my life thought it had to be perfection, and I drove myself so hard, and progress, onward movement towards a goal. And yesterday, you know, just having another awareness of this, thankfully I'm through the worst of this virus, and, you know, there is possibility that I'll have some lung damage for me, and I don't say that to cause fear, but I was able to just hear that from the doctor, and she's like, it's going to take you a while to recover. You're just going to need to make progress. And so when this came up today, when I look back, I can see the progress. I can see the love in my family and my relationships and the work that I have in place. And hopefully I'll be able to have immunity and get back to the hospital soon and be able to help people with some immunity on board. So this is where God can do more than I would plan. I have a lot of little plans and designs. Leave some time, hopefully, for some other people to get in there today. We have a lot of people that want to share. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Julie B. Pam M., you're up, followed by Eileen M.
Pam. Well, God bless you, Julie. Speedy healing. This is Pam M. from upstate New York, and I love these promises here. When I first came into program, I was fighting everything and everyone. I wanted a divorce from my husband. I couldn't stand my family. I was fighting with every one of my friends. Totally paralyzed by fear of losing my business, of never making any money. And this was because I was always grasping at, you know, whatever I could control. And I just love this line so much, the things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than anything we could have planned. And it's certainly true. The more I learn how to let go and just trust God, trust my higher power, however I'm conceiving, you know, perceiving my higher power on any given day, I just, things are miraculously arranged. And so the remarkable thing is that after working the program, I've only been in the program for about 2.5 years. My marriage has been healed. I'm totally in love with my husband. My relationships with my family have been mended, and my friends, and my business was booming. And now with this COVID-19, I teach group classes. I'm a small business owner, and we can't meet together. We can't be together. And I am now facing once again, because I am an addict, that fear that, I might lose my business. So I have to remember these promises and keep applying them and work and stay in 10, 11, and 12 to keep reminding myself that of this very thing, that when I let go and I put my business and I put my heart and all my fears into God's hands, it's going to be better than anything that I could have planned. And keep trusting. And as one of my sponsors told me, a little mantra, God, I am yours, and I trust you. So hope you're all having a wonderful day and staying healthy. God bless. I pass.
Thank you, Pam M. Eileen M., you're up, followed by Des M. Good morning, Eileen, again.
Good morning. This is Eileen M. I'm gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. And I love this paragraph as well. I just, when I read it out loud, I start to get emotional. It's so beautiful. I'm looking at the word walk day by day and thinking about how, this program is one day at a time. And, every day that I wake up, I have a choice of whether I'm going to depend on my higher power or not. And, I'm looking at the word persist. If you persist, remarkable things will happen. And what is persist? It means if I'm doing it over and over, I keep trying. I keep, doing step 11, making the connection with the higher power every day and depending, and relying completely on my higher power to guide me through this time or through any time. Because if I don't persist in doing this work on a daily basis, then I'm back in self-will. And I know when I'm in self-will, my life doesn't work at all. Remarkable things are not going to happen if I'm in self-will. And I just got off a Zoom meeting a face-to-face meeting set up, and we decided to start a step meeting today. And so we got off the Zoom meeting, and I heard a lot of people struggling because of the circumstances that are going on right now, and people having to be inside and quarantine and be alone and being isolated. And, I'm just so grateful that I am not struggling with food. I am so grateful for that because my life is infinitely better today. And, I get to, because I changed my behavior with food, I work daily on changing my behavior when my character defects come up. I think, well, what's the opposite of this character defect? And, I ask my higher power to help me practice those opposite behaviors. And I believe that when I'm doing that, my higher power lifts the defect. And, it says here spiritual progress. It doesn't say walk day by day in the path of spiritual perfection. Because, we're never going to be perfect, but the steps are the guides to progress. And, once again, I just love this paragraph. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for being on the line. I pass.
Thank you, Eileen M. And before we hear from Des M., I'm just going to remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 100, the first paragraph. So I'll take some more names after that. And, again, that's on both you and the new man. And that's one paragraph only. So good morning, Desim.
Good morning, Sherry KB. Thank you for your service. And thank you, Team Friday. So grateful to be on the line this morning. And I'm going to touch on the first and the last sentences. Both you and the new man must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. Thank you so much for everybody that shared. I've gotten so much from it. And I recently, today is day 8 with my new abstinence. I was in the food last Wednesday. And, you know, I've heard sometimes we need every bite or whatever. I didn't need to take the food, but what I didn't do was a thorough enough 11th step during some great emotions that came up. And so I wasn't able to 10th step. And I'm so grateful I got on the early call like last week. And, you know, that came out of my mouth was like 11th step, 10th step. And sometimes that's what happens for me when I'm sharing is higher power reveals more to me. And so today what I've just kind of been writing down is progress. I love what I heard, onward movement towards a goal. And the goal for me is that I'm not God, and I got to do, you know, a mini 5th step because they piled up. So I had like a few resentments and some fears. You know, I got to get back in the program, and it was scary though, you guys, because I've never experienced craving like that. And I was sitting there in self in a pandemic. We have a food shortage, and I was eating more than my share. And I also, my job is to help other people get food, and I couldn't show up to my job because I was in depression. And God is magical, you know, my higher power moves mountains and works magic really quietly if I ask. And that's the other thing that popped up for me when it says dictates, follow the dictates of a higher power. Like, how do we do this? In 86 through 88, we ask for an inspiration, intuitive thought, you know, and my sponsor, when I'm wrapped around the axles, she said, you know, she says, are your panties in a bunch again? And that means that I have some emotions and I'm not processing. I need to do 10 steps. And, you know, we go back to the basics. Okay, God, what should I do now? Should I eat my breakfast first or should I take a shower? Should I drink coffee or tea? You know, just back to the basics. And, you know, and we get to live no matter what our present circumstances. And right now it's a pretty special time that we're connected, but we're all connected in this new, different way. And, you know, it's just like a daily thing. It's just a day by day. And something else that came up for me today, just through doing like another 5th step, getting back on connected with my higher power through these steps, that's the remedy, right? The steps. I'm learning to trust, because what I learned through another 5th step when I was willing to do it, right, was that when I'm in self and I can't get out of it, I'm trusting. Okay, thank you so much. So just to wrap it up, I just for this moment trust in higher power, and I thank you all for your service and have a beautiful day.
Thanks, Tosham. Okay, so we're on page 100, first paragraph. Who would like to share?
Yeah, I'm
Melanie C.
Okay.
Melanie C.
Gabby D.
Okay. Dorita P.
Okay.
Karina K.
H.M.
Darian K.
Gabby.
Bruce E.
Kristen R.
Okay. This is who I have. I told Irene B. that she would be able to share the first. And I have Melanie C. Actually, I had somebody else before Melanie. Who came in before Melanie? I heard Dorita.
Gabby.
I have you, Gabby.
It was Roz G.
That's it. Thanks, Roz. Yes. Yes, you were such a second. So I have Irene B., Roz G., Melanie C., Gabby C., Dorita P., and Bruce E. Okay, go ahead, Irene. Good morning. Irene, star 1 to unmute, please. Irene? Okay, we're going to pick Irene up back on the next round. Roz, go ahead, please. Roz G?
Can I be heard?
Yes, you can. Go ahead, please.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much for your service. I was talking away, didn't realize I was muted. I love this paragraph, like this whole freaking book. It's like whenever they go with the instructions of what not to do, it's like they look into my brain and to see what my sick self would do, what how I acted in the past, and that's exactly what they're telling me not to do in this book. And I thought I was so terminally unique that I was the only one, and here's evidence that they've looked into my brain, and if they know what I'm thinking, and if they knew what I was thinking before I was born, that means I am not terminally unique, and there is hope for me. And I'm here to tell everybody that if there was hope for me, there's hope for everybody. Now that that's out of the way, I love this little sentence. He says that he has entered upon a period of growth. Praise be to God for the period of growth. I want to grow. I want to overcome my crazy thinking, because by the grace of God, I understand about the allergy of the body, and my body is not demanding food anymore. But I live in the torment of my inner critical parent that is fed by the cognitive distortions and the core irrational beliefs that, unfortunately, they don't live in my intellectual brain. They live in my prehistoric reptilian brain, so I don't have access to it. But God has access to that. Lord knows I've tried to have access to that crazy thinking and to eliminate all that, and I hadn't been able to. But with God's help, it is happening. And I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude to know that I don't have to believe the lies that I believed, all the untruths that I believed and perpetuated in my own mind, in my own value system. And even though intellectually I don't believe any of it, not one iota of it, but that intellectual self cannot get to the crazy reptilian brain that has the crazy ideas. And I just love the instructions in this book that it's telling us, be of service to others. And that's how you heal. Be of service to others. Let go of your preconceived notions. You know, be patient. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Green B, Roz G, you're up, followed by Melanie C. Good morning, Roz. Roz, you there? Roz G? Okay. Melanie, would you go ahead, please, then. Melanie C?
Hi, thank you so much. Sherry KB, this is Melanie C, a recovered compulsive overeater in Oregon, and I'm looking at this to see how it is that I was able to utilize it, and I have had lots of input and training to look at each piece as where the steps are and how I can apply them. So I kind of look at the first couple of lines of step 1, 2, and 3, both you and the new man must walk day by day in the spiritual path of progress there. And that's acceptance and surrender and a power greater than myself. And so that's what I look at when I'm walking with other people. And then the next bit is about 4 and 5 when I look back over the things, and I shared it with somebody else. And then 6 through 9 would be the idea that came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands. The process of turning that over comes from 6 through 9 for me. And then 10 through 12 would be follow the dictates of a higher power, and you will presently live in a new and wonderful world. And that's been really helpful for me to kind of break it down in that way. And so as I was beginning to sponsor the first go around the first time, and I wasn't doing the kind of work that I wanted to do, I brought my entire self, you know, in the first time that I was sponsoring, and I wasn't a very pretty sight, very lovely sight. I had lots of character defects that didn't stay behind the gate. They came out and during those experiences, and so that talked to me a lot about walking side by side. You're not throwing babies out with the bathwater, and that means the sponsor too. Don't throw me out with the bathwater. There's acceptance and forgiveness and faith and trust and humility and honesty that can work out in these situations if we just walk side by side, because we're human. We're absolutely human, and I hear a lot, subject of that too, the personality doesn't fit, so whatever we're going to do with that sort of thing, we do, and there's a lot of pain and suffering in that. But this tells me to walk side by side and work out our differences with each other. Stay here. Don't be so quick to rush, into these other things that are happening for us. in developing these relationships, as we're developing a new way of living. I only had the tools that I had when I came in here, and they were pretty doggone rusty. And I need to learn in this environment how to walk differently with people and to be more open to that. And I know that's a high calling to do, because I certainly it was just a rough go of it just when I look back. But these are promises that this will happen if I work hand in hand with this. And the other part was about when we put ourselves in God's hands and follow the dictates of a higher power, Melanie, don't follow the dictates of your impulse, your obsessions, your thinking, the old standard of the way that you used to try to need to get what you wanted. I have so much more I wanted to say, but my time has run out. Thanks, Sherry. I'll stop right now. Bye.
Thank you, Melanie C. Roz D.
Hi, it's Roz. Yes, Sherry, I got kicked off the call.
Uh-oh. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Okay,
thank
I'm going
to
go quick. I would like to share an experience. Okay. There's a prescription card that you can get from Dr. Bob's house, and it says, trust God, clean house, and help others. And when I do those three things, I can look back and see what God has done in my life. And I was angry at God because several years ago, about 10 years ago, I was in program, and my sponsor would just say, trust God, trust God. And I was homeless, me and my three kids. And we were living with a friend in program, and I was angry because I didn't have a home, but I kept going to meetings. I kept doing my work and helping, doing what I could, you know, with the knowledge that I had at that time and the experience. And God opened up the most beautiful home for us. My home lives, I can walk to a dog park. I can drive 4 miles to work when people in my town are commuting hours. I go 4 miles and I'm at work. I can walk if I want to. And it's close to everything that I need. And I'm just putting that one example out there. There's so many more. I'm abstinent 8 months now. But there, I look back and I was angry, but God had the perfect home for me. I have a beautiful vegetable garden, enough room for this huge vegetable garden in my backyard. It's like, wow, that's way better than anything I could have planned. And so now I would like to have a relationship again, and I'm dating, but I'm just following God's lead so that the one will come that God picks for me. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Roz G. Gabby, I think it's Gabby C. You're up, followed by Dorita P. Good morning, Gabby.
No, it's Patty D.
Pabby D.
Patty.
Okay.
P-A-T-T-Y, yeah.
Okay.
My God, what a meeting. Everything I was going to say was said. it's just great. But I was raised a Catholic, and I had a God in my life. But I used to go to Mass every day while I was binging and ask God to help me do something with my life. And guess what he did? He threw me in OA. The first step was a given. I knew I was powerless. I was a mess. And then came steps 2 and 3. And oh my God, put ourselves in God's hands. Oh, I started doing that, and my God came in a different way. I used God by putting myself in his hands. And better things happened that I couldn't plan. I brought up 2 kids by myself, and with God's grace, I was able to do that and follow the dictates of a higher power. It's so true. You can live in a new and wonderful world. I thank God today for my faith and the lack of fear, because it's back to step one, powerless over the things we cannot change. But then I drag myself, when I think like that, into God's hands, because that's, and then somebody pointed out, we must walk day by day in a path of spiritual progress. It's progress, not perfection. Thank you.
And Dorita P., you're up, followed by Bruce E. Good morning, Dorita.
Hi. Thank you, Sherry. My name is Dorita P. from Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. It's a privilege and honor to be at a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. Everybody do not get this opportunity for whatever reason, so I'm really grateful I have a seat here. Yes, I love the whole paragraph. Both you and the new man must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. If you persist, remarkable things will happen. When we look back, we realize that the things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than anything we could have planned. Follow the dictates of a higher power and you will presently live in a new and wonderful world, no matter what your present circumstances. So I've been in program for a long time, and I've lost over 100 pounds, and I've been abstinent a long time. And so people ask, they say, well, they really want a quick answer on how I lost weight and how I'm able to keep it off. But, you know, I tell people, if there's one thing, there was a million things that helped me, but if I can tell the newcomer one thing that helped me, I would say that I learned to trust you all. But I wasn't raised to depend on people or even to ask for help. I was raised to be independent and self-sufficient. So that would be the one thing, is that I asked for help, and I trusted that you people knew more than I knew or better than I knew, because the way I was losing, the way I was running my life wasn't working. I was almost 300 pounds and I was gaining weight. So, and OA stopped that progression. And just this last part, no matter what your present circumstances, you know, we're living in a different time. We've never lived in this time before. And you know, it's funny, you know, people ask, well, how are you? You know, how are you? And I say, wonderful in spite of, you know, the craziness going on around us. And they're like amazed, like, how can you still be wonderful? I am wonderful, and I'm not afraid to die. I love living, but I'm not afraid to die. And so, and all of my affairs are in order, and I try to keep them in order. So I'm not afraid. I have nothing to fear, you know, with my program and you all and with my higher power. I really have nothing to fear. So thank you all, and welcome new people. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Dorita P. Bruce E., you're up, followed, and we might have time for another one. Go ahead, Bruce. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you. I'm Bruce E. I'm down in southwest Florida. If you look at a map of the state of Florida and you're looking at it, I'm at the left-hand side and the bottom. And I am grateful, too. Today I'm recovered, and I'm grateful for this progress. When I look back, when I look forward, right, what do I see? If I look forward, man, I get all fearful. I get all scared about everything, right? But it says here, when we look back, we realize that the things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands. Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of times when I'm walking on this day-to-day thing, I don't think I, you know, in a whole lot of progress, in a whole lot of stuff going on. But no, when I look back, man, I can see, you know, a bunch of stuff happened. And it says here, came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands. And some guy told me, like, I don't know, 20 or 30 years ago, he says, I always felt all my life like God had his hand around me and was guiding me and directing me. And I thought, oh, that's weird. I don't understand. I never felt that way. But now that I'm further down the road and I'm looking back on this spiritual progress, and I can see where, yeah, God has had his hand on me and has been directing me in so many different situations in my life. And I just really, really grateful for that, and grateful that I can walk hand in hand with others in this program. And it says, if we persist, remarkable things will happen. So I can't give up. Got to keep on. Got to keep doing this work. Got to keep doing this stuff. Remarkable things will happen. And that's true. I mean, just the fact of abstinence, sobriety, recovery, that's remarkable. You know, it really is. Follow the dictates of higher power, and you presently live in a new and wonderful world. It's a whole lot better than the world I used to have when I was into the food. So with that, I pass. Thank you.
Brucey, and I have room for one more. Who would like to share?
Reggie O.
Go for it, Reggie. Thank you.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Sherry. This is Reggie O. Here in Los Angeles, California area, and gratefully recovered today. And I just first want to say thank you, Dorita, for what you say and the reminder that not everybody gets this opportunity that we have here today. And it just helps me to be forever grateful that I've had this opportunity today to be with you all and study this book. And, you know, we're at step 12, having had a spiritual awakening. We try to carry this message and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And it looks to me like this paragraph is actually speaking to me, you know, the person who is walking with the new, this happens to be for me, a woman, with the person who's walking with the new woman. But I, you know, when I look at this, it's like there's the must in there followed by a lot of promises. And I'm throughout the past two or three pages, it's been what's been used is day by day, persist, follow, continue. All those words are almost in every paragraph. And this is speaking to me. Yeah, I'm working with happen to be working with a new woman. And I must continue with this practice, you know, day by day. Beyond that, I can't just be passing the information along. I have to continue to be the person who has become and is following this message, which means I have to, you know, as we've heard, I need to live in 10, 11, and 12. And if so, I get these promises, and then getting here to working with a new woman, you know, in my case, I get to be reminded and I get to experience the joy that really comes from helping someone, you know, and I just so appreciate the amazing and beautiful spiritual wisdom and experience and honesty that people share on this program every day, and I'm going to pass with that. Thank you.
Reggie, and you know what? We have so many people, probably newcomers, that would like to get their names and phone numbers out, so we're going to end early, a little earlier. We've got like less than a minute. So I just want to take the time to thank Team Friday for the month of March. Karen W., Pam M., Dion R., Jordan L., Eileen M., Leah S., Don B., and Lynn S. So thank you all for your service, and hope to see you next month for sure, or on Monday. All right. So thank you all for a beautiful meeting today and beautiful shares. So now before we close, we are going to have Jordan L. read from A Vision for You on page 164. Followed by the Serenity Prayer. Please read A Vision for You. A book is meant to be suggestive only and keep you until then. Jordan?
Good morning, Sherry. My name is Jordan Al. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Gunnison, Colorado. And I'm with Dorita and Reggie. Super grateful to be here this morning. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you'll surely meet some of us as you trudge this road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you in